Hello, Bloomington Normal. You are tuned into 103.3 WZND, and it is time to wake up normal. I'm Gabriel, and we've also got Caleb here, and we have a very special guest. We've got from the University Marketing and Communications, we got the marketing editorial intern, Emmeline Schumard.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course. I'm so happy that you are back, you know, and you've got so many exciting things to talk about.
Yeah.
And I'm just so happy that you're back.
Thank you. Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff going on at UMC right now. We have a lot of stuff coming out for this month, for Black History Month, right?
Yeah.
So there are a couple things right now that you can check out on the website that I think would be well worth your while. And there's a couple things that I can preview that are about to be coming up that you can also keep an eye out for. But right now, if you happen to be checking the ISU news, we have an article out called Can You Dig It? Which is about a series of films that were put out in the 70s. They were they're called Blaxploitation films, and they're films that have essentially been made by people in the industry. They starred in it, they directed it, and it is all been put together into a series of films that you can go watch. So this is a class. It's put together by Dr. Stanford Carpenter and Dr. Eric Wesselman of ISU. And this is something that you can go see and check out what they have going on. So this is in the Normal Theater. And if you're curious about what any of the content of these films are, you can go to this article and check out what these films are, where they are, and you can have a chance to go see them yourself. So it's this really interesting bonus opportunity that you may not have known about unless you're going and reading this article. So that's a lot of cool content.
Oh, yeah. No, that's really exciting, too, especially, you know, just to, like, you know, support and, like, celebrate, you know, Black History Month and everything. And also, you know, the Normal Theater is just such a nice place to go to also. Like, just very, you know, beautiful, historic
student
building.
Student discount, $5 for students. Like, there's no reason not to go. That's throughout the rest of the month of February.
Oh, yes. And I always think it's awesome whenever, like, teachers hold classes in the Normal Theater. Like, it's just, like, so nice to, like, you know,
not be at
a part
desk.
Of. Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, you get to go outside. It's a whole different experience. So that's really interesting.
We have that. We have a story that's just been put out on the Multicultural Center, which is very near and dear to my heart because I wrote it. But it is about a program they're putting on called the Tomorrow's Entrepreneur Institute, which is this amazing business program that is in part sponsored by one of our alumni, an amazing woman named Lola Tomorrow. She used to do events for the Obama administration. She was an aide to Michelle Obama. She's a very amazing woman. She's given some talks here before. But they're essentially putting together this program that you can sign up for. You can go to this article. You can read all about it. The link to apply is there. It's for any aspiring business student. You don't have to be a business student, but a student interested in business. Anything about marketing, anything about just what it takes to run a business. They're holding a series of classes, so you can sign up for those, see if you get in. And then at the end of it, there's going to be a people that are going to fund your business idea, right? There's going to be someone selected to go out and actually make their work into a business. So if you want to hear all the details about that, ISU News, just Google it right now.
Yes.
There's an apply now button you can hit before or after reading. It's amazing stuff.
Right, and that is awesome. So fascinating too. Like, you know, and you said that she's even like come on campus and like spoken here before. Like that's really nice.
Yeah, they had a series of events last semester promoting this opportunity.
Yeah.
And she came and did a discussion where she talked about her life and about what Illinois State did for her while she was here and how she ended up getting to where she is. So she is a very accomplished, very incredible woman with a lot of good things to teach that you can learn in this
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
No, that is so cool. And what an like incredible opportunity as well. That's just like so perfect, you know. And also, well, we're going to take a short break just real quick. And, you know, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, University Marketing Communications Women's History Month.
Yes.
So
upcoming content.
Yes. Stick with us. And we're back again. This is Wake Up Normal. I'm Gabriel.
I'm Caleb.
And we are back again with Emmeline Schumard from the University Marketing and Communications. And she is our marketing editorial intern. And she's going to talk just a little bit more about, you know, some upcoming, things going on with the Black History and the UMC.
Yeah.
And also, you know, we'll get into a little bit of Women's History Month that we have
Yeah, so I'm just going to preview a little bit of what we have coming up that you can keep an eye out for. We have a couple different articles that you should kind of look out for the rest of February. We have one on a alumni named Toby Atkinson. She just became Mrs. America, which is incredible, 2023.
Yeah.
She does a lot of work for Alzheimer's prevention and help. So she's an amazing person. She's very accomplished. And then we have another one coming up about a teacher, a fellow named Daniel Jackson. He's a second grade teacher at Dixon Elementary, and he has started a program called Tie Tuesdays. So every Tuesday, his second graders come in and they learn how to tie their ties. They wear their ties throughout the day, and it's all about professionalism and dressing your best.
That's awesome.
So he has some amazing heart. He's an alumni. He does some great stuff, and he's been featured on like a couple different news channels for this program he's put together. So amazing fellow. But that's what we have, some of the things we have coming up for in things you can look out on our website. But we also have some Women's History Month content coming up. So February 11th, that's a Super Bowl, right?
Yes,
so that's the Super Bowl. But in between the Super Bowl, you should also check out our social media because...
But no,
go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Because it's International Women's History, International Women in STEM, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So International Women in STEM Day. This is a very important thing that's going on. We have a video coming out in relation to women and girls in science. This is a competition of women. This is a compilation of women scholars, who and what inspired them. It's going to be all over our social media, so any of those channels you want to check out on Sunday if you have a little time.
Okay.
Then, of course, Women's History Month, which is next month. That's March.
Yeah.
We have another video coming out also featuring professionals at ISU about what's inspired them, who's inspired them, and some great things like that. So if you're not looking to read anything, if you kind of don't have as much time for that or you're not as interested, you can look out for our videos on our social media. They'll be posted up. It's great stuff. And it's people right here at ISU. So these are people that your professors, these are your people that are trying to teach you things that you need to get a full understanding of what Women's History Month is.
Right, and that's honestly really incredible.
I'm so glad
that we have, you know, these, you know, and it's that you said it was on the website?
It's on all the social media. So UMC also is ISU social media, right? So official channels, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, like all of that, we run that. So that's where that can be posted. I assume you're following us if you're also listening to this radio station. Like, you have no excuse.
No, for real. And, like, even so, like, you know, you said just even in, like, the news tab, you know, of mm-hmm. Illinois State University, on the news tab, you know, you can find all of these articles and, you know, just learning more about it and kind of seeing, like, what's going on in the community and also just, you know, like, help being able to, you know, support, you know, fellow, you know, professors and fellow, you know, and also great opportunities to look forward to as well. You know, it's a whole lot of fun, you know, and I'm really excited. And, you know, again, thank you so much, Emmeline, for just coming in and taking a little bit of time out of your day to tell us.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And, you know, if you're also here for magazine content, Impact coming out later this month, Scholar coming out in March.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out.
I was
going to
say, we've got a whole lot of exciting things always coming up. I'm so happy. Thank you again for coming on. It really means a whole lot.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and we will see you again next week.
Yes, I'll be back to promote an RSO that I'm a member of, PRSSA, Public Relations Student Society of America.
Okay, all right.
Nice.
I love it. But again, thank you so much. And up next, we've got Left Right by XG and Thinking About Me by Morgan Wallen.